So know that there is something more to this life that we are here experiencing other than just being a part of the system, and we are going to have a deeper, richer experience of life. We know it's available. We know that it doesn't matter what the system says, and that we are going to be what I call scurvy elephants. When I was a little boy living in an orphanage, I came home and said to the lady who ran the place, "What's a scurvy elephant?" And she said, "What?" I said, "I heard my third grade teacher telling the principal that Wayne Dyer was in her classroom and that he was a scurvy elephant." She said, "I don't know what that is, but I'll call." And she called the principal, and the principal said, "Oh, no, that's Wayne. He gets everything mixed up." She didn't say that he was a scurvy elephant in her classroom. She said that he was a disturbing element in her classroom. And so we usually have a house full of them when I speak. And your karmic payoff is usually that if you are one yourself, you get two or three of them to raise. I got eight. You see, if your primary identification is with this thing called your body, then you are destined to a life of fear. If you know that who you are in a state of heightened awareness is not this raw material, it's as if this organizing intelligence we'll call God has taken all of this raw material and organized it into various levels of awareness. Here are some rocks, here are some plants, here are some animals, here are human beings, all made up of the same stuff. It's not the raw material that separates us from all other life. It's something called awareness. And this heightened awareness that we have a capacity, most of us live our lives at the awareness level of survival. The awareness level of daily awareness in this room where the animals live. Just sort of taking care of their offspring and providing for themselves and planning a little bit for the future and putting a little bit away. And the idea of a higher level of awareness doesn't even enter our consciousness. We're satisfied to survive, except for the fringe dwellers who say, "There is a deeper, richer experience of life. I know it." And just because you who are in my life are not on my path, not only are they not on your path, they're not even on an entrance ramp to your path. And they probably won't be. And that's divine too. That's perfect. That's here to teach you to be kind. Not to be right. Because the biggest, there's no bullshit like New Age bullshit, okay? And New Age bullshit is the bullshit that says, "I am spiritually superior to you." That's the ego talking big time. None of us are spiritually superior to any of the rest of us. We are all here on purpose, looking for a way to serve. See, we come in with nothing. And we're here, and we leave. And our life here is a parenthesis in eternity. It opens parentheses, it closes parentheses. And we go out with nothing. And this is an intelligent system that we're in. So in an intelligent system, when you come in with nothing and leave with nothing, the reason for being here has to have something to do with the opposite of getting. Because getting means trying to hang on to it. And that's an illusion. It's not real. It isn't real unless it never changes. And everything that you want to hang on to is. So that the purpose, the only thing you can do with your life is give it away. And when you know that you're here not to get, but the opposite of that, to give. My mantra before I come out on a stage like this is, "How may I serve?" I started at 5 o'clock. And I said it until 20 to 7. Over and over and over again in my hotel room. How may I serve? 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 That's what we're here for. And this process of intention, of being able to eradicate and erase our past, this process works like this. Let's go for a moment to our dream. And just assume that we're going to have a dream. We're in bed. And let me ask you this question. This is a question I like to ask for you to just contemplate, one of those sort of cones. When you go to sleep at night and enter your dream state, what happens to the bed? Just think about that. What happens to the bed? Now you're in your dream, okay? So just propel yourself into a dream state. And in your dream, you notice, oh, let's say you're over here, and you're in a room. And in this room, you look across the room, and you notice that there's a podium in the room. And it has some objects on it. Now, you're in your dream. So in the state of dream consciousness, you say to yourself, I would like to examine that podium more closely. How do you do it in your dream? How do you examine it more closely in your dream state? Do you get out of bed? Is there a bed? Now, we're talking about one-third of your life here, folks, okay? One-third of your life. As Lao Tzu said, I went to sleep and dreamt that I was a butterfly. Then I woke up, and now I don't know. Am I a man who dreamt he was a butterfly, or am I a butterfly who's dreaming that he's a man? So in your dream state, do you get up out of bed, keep it right over there, say, excuse me, honey, wait, get up, and walk over and say, oh, there's a galley of a new book, and there's a pen here, and there's a glass of water. I think I'll have a drink of that. There's a microphone stand. There's things. Do you do that? No, you don't do that. Because you enter your dream without any doubt. So what you do in your dream state is, are you ready? Shoo! Stay alert. And you bring it to you, don't you? In your dream state. Why? Because you have the power of your intention, can have an idea, and whatever you need for the fulfillment of your dream, you bring to you. Here it is. Here it is. Whatever you need. So you're 20 years old in your dream, and you need a jerk to be married to for the next 20 years. There he is. Isn't that great? You need a Maserati? There it is. Whatever you need for the dream, you bring to it. Then you leave the dream and you come into waking consciousness. And now you look back on the dream and you now have a whole new set of things that you've introduced. And that set of things is called doubt. And the second key to higher awareness, which I'll get to shortly, is called banishing the doubt. But it's connected here.